with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. America's longest-running government shutdown could be over by this evening.
House lawmakers are returning to Capitol Hill for the first time since mid-September, and they'll be voting on the Senate-approved plan to fund and reopen the government. Most Democrats are expected to oppose the bill because it doesn't include an extension of health care subsidies they had demanded. With only a two-vote margin, Republicans have little room for error and will need all GOP members back for the vote.
That is correspondent Greg Cluxton. Americans who rely on SNAP food benefits can hardly wait for the U.S. government to end the shutdown. Ryan Sprankle owns a local market northeast of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Well, I'll be honest, when I first heard that it could happen, I'm like, there's no way they're going to let that happen. They might play games with other things. They're not going to play games with people's food going into the cold, going into the holiday season coming up. They're not going to use that. But they did.
The Department of Agriculture says about 74% of assistance was spent last year at superstores like Walmart and supermarkets like Kroger. Nearly 4 years after it first invaded, Russia's military continues its drone strikes and army advances in Ukraine. More details from correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Russian forces launched at least three attacks on Kharkiv on Wednesday morning, using combat drones, according to regional officials. The strikes targeted the regional territorial recruitment and social support center and logistics and transportation company. Oleg Sinyagubov, head of the Kharkiv Regional Military Administration, tells the AP, we currently know of three strikes by Shahids in this district of Kharkiv, an old residential area. We know of one victim whose injuries are minor. However, it was early in the morning and there were many people on the streets. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And this is SRN News. Some new challenges facing house churches in China. When it comes to holding on to their faith, their members are also facing challenges when it comes to finding a mate.
It's pastors who are taking on new roles as matchmakers. Christianity Today reports Bible teachers in China give talks and share resources about the biblical view of marriage. House churches are banding together to help single Christians meet, but groups try to have fewer than 50 people as a shelter from the state's surveillance. In the process, some singles are also learning to trust God and find contentment should his call be to the single life. George Williams reporting.
Anglicans met in the Diocese of Durgapur in North India for a conference aimed at tackling human trafficking and slavery. The Diocese of Durgapur has been praised for its long-running anti-trafficking program. It's estimated that nearly 50 million people around the world are living in a form of modern slavery. This is SRN News. A loud bagpipe record has been broken in Australia.
Hundreds of bagpipers claimed a new world record by belting out AC/DC's rock and roll classic, It's a Long Way to the Top. It happened on the same street the band played the hit in 1976 on the back of a flatbed truck traveling slowly through downtown traffic with music blaring from speakers. Katrina Sedgwick is with Federation Square.
In 2012, the first world record was set with 333 pipers playing together in Sofia in Bulgaria.
The record was set with 374 bagpipers. I'm Ed Donahue.
A Washington Post investigation reveals a covert CIA program that secretly dropped billions of modified poppy seeds over Afghanistan during the war to sabotage heroin production. That was a big source of revenue for America's enemies at the time. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.